South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Pakula with the Morning Team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell, our tech guy over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning to you.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week we're talking about, well, a viral moment involving Apple's name drop. We've been hearing a lot about that all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's interesting that the media is really making this a viral moment. And from what we've seen and what I understand is it's not necessary.
Okay.
So, you know, across the country, the police departments are warning adults to turn off the contact sharing feature on their iPhones and their children's devices, which is probably a good idea on the kids' devices.
Yeah.
But the way this works, it's not a big security risk because you have to do more than just turn it on to connect to another person's iPhone.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. There seems to be more to the story, but obviously the headline grabs you, and it seemed like people were reacting. And if it were true, it would be a justifiable reaction, but this seems like an overreaction because it's not the case of this doing this automatically or without your permission, right?
Right. So what it is when you update to iOS 17 or 17.2, which is the newest one, this feature is toggled on automatically. But just because it's toggled on doesn't mean that you're going to be able to share contacts and information with someone else. The first thing you need to do is actually put the phones in very close proximity. And if they're moved away from proximity, it would not work and cancel anyway. But once it recognizes another phone with this, this enabled on both phones, then it pops up on your phone saying, what do you want to share? And if you don't choose anything, nothing gets shared.
Yeah, so it still needs your permission. It's not doing it automatically. Maybe just explain again, what is the name drop feature? What is the idea of what's it supposed to do?
Well, the idea behind it is that, for instance, if you go to, let's say you go to a conference somewhere, yeah, there's a lot of people that you want to contact with, and no one uses business cards anymore. They use their contact. So this would allow you to connect with another person with an iPhone and share contact information, your digital credit business card.
Okay. By touching phones?
Pretty close. It's not only at the touch, but you have to be in very close proximity for this to work.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, a lot of people, you're correct, are wanting to use that, I guess, in terms of sharing contact information. So this is something that happens, I imagine, at a business situation or at a party or that kind of thing. And so this is something that it's supposed to do. But again, just because it's in the toggled on position does not mean that, everybody you sit next to on the bus or I think that's what the fear that we're hearing is that, you know, strangers are going to get personal information. Or now, as far as we know, there's no way to do that or to make it happen, right?
Well, you can't make it happen unless you physically accept the fact that you're going to share something and also decide what you're going to share.
Okay.
So it's not like it just, you connect to every other iPhone that has this feature enabled. It just doesn't happen that way. It could, but you have to get very close, and I'm talking in a person's personal space, to get that close to do it. You can't just be sitting across an aisle on a bus or a plane.
Okay. All right, this is important. So, I mean, I know that normally we would believe anything we see on TikTok. However, it may be that every video and everything you see is not true. Maybe you don't have to be scared by everything. But we know that's why things are put up there to get eyeballs, I imagine, and shares and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. They want as many hits as they can get. That TikTok video has already had over 2 million views. But you have to realize that it's not the problem that they're making this out to be. In the article that we put up on the website, we can show you in 4 different steps to turn this off. But what you want to keep in mind is that by disabling this feature, name drop, you also disable the ability to share things like photos and videos by tapping 2 phones together. So this has been a feature for a while. It's just that it's automatically enabled with the new iOS 17.
Okay.
So easy to turn off. 4 simple steps to turn it off. I would suggest that your kids don't need this. Yes, turn it off on their phones.
Yeah.
But as a family member or a parent, you may want to share contact information with people at a party. I don't know, but you can turn it on and off with four simple steps. It's easy, easy to do.
Okay, and you've got how to do that, because I don't even know where it is in my phone.
Well, do you have iOS 17?
I have no idea, David, but where would it be?
So you're just going to go to the gear shape settings icon. You're going to tap General, tap AirDrop, and then you just can toggle to bring devices together, on or off.
Oh, bringing devices together. Oh, yeah, okay, it is on. All right, okay, I see that, okay.
But if you're not going to use it, turn it off. But if you go into a convention somewhere, you may want to use that feature.
Yeah, that's true, absolutely, yeah. Who wouldn't want my contact info? Okay, yeah, all right. David's got all the information you need to know, and as he mentioned, probably a good idea, I guess, to make sure that it's off on your kids' devices. And for yourself, you know, you've got the choice, but you don't need to live in fear, it sounds like, at this point.
Exactly. The sky is not falling.
Okay. So. And let's see, on the text line, let's go to the text line here. We have a question for David. Okay. We do have our text line now. People love to text in. Susan from Halifax, can you ask David, what should I do with my old electronics, phones and iPads? What do you guys do with old phones and iPads? Where do you
throw those
out?
Well, you know, it's interesting that they bring that up. We were talking about that just last week.
Yeah.
One of the things that you can do with those is take them to a company like Best Buy, and they will recycle them properly. For instance, the phones would be shared with service members around the country, and the iPads, if they can be reused, they would be used that way as well. So it's not, you don't just want to throw them away. There's always a use for older technology.
Hmm. It's, now, David, with a thing like an iPad, it might have a lot of personal stuff on it. Is there anything you should do before you give it away?
You can erase your pictures for sure if you have family photos on there. But if you take this to a place like Best Buy, they will do it with you right there while you're standing there.
Ah, okay, perfect. Okay, that makes you feel good. Okay, well, I hope that answers your question. Susan from Halifax, thanks again for texting in on our text line this morning. And David, for people to find out more about this and other topics, where do they go?
They can go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on the blog link and find out all about name drop and what it is and isn't.
xsmartit.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. ActSmartIT.com.